We are in the first Mishnah, which is Halacha Gimel. Yesh b'truma u'maiser. You see that?
Yeah.
Yesh b'truma u'maiser. There are aspects which apply to truma and maiser. The maiser is maiser sheni. Maiser bikurim, which should not apply to bikurim. Shal truma v'maiser osin asagorin. Truma maiser forbid the silo, meaning that if you do not take off truma maiser, you can't eat the grain. Yesh lem shir, they also have a specific shir, which is 40th, 50th, 60th, and maiser sheni, a 10th actually. V'nogim l'chol haperos, and they apply to all fruits. B'ifnei as opposed to bikurim, which only applies to shuvas aminim. B'ifnei abay shalom, b'ifnei abay is where there is a beis hamikdash, where there is no beis hamikdash. Uvarisin, and if you're a sharecropper, by percentage, v'chakiros, or by a fixed fee, uvasikri kon, or even you're a bandit, or a gozlan, or a thief who stole the land, you still gotta take off truma in order to eat it, right? There's no brera. Harel b'truma meiser, there's still truma meiser, mashengi b'kurim, all these not apply to b'kurim. Yesh b'kurim, mashem kem b'truma, what do you have by b'kurim which you do not have by truma? Or by meiser, shall bikurim nigdim mechuba lekarka. Bikurim can be designated. We'll see later on an opinion which disagrees, but according to most opinions, you can designate bikurim when they are still connected to the ground. Osanam kosa that bikurim, a person can make his entire field into bikurim, whereas trumo meiser, you have to leave over something, right? It has to be reishis shishiran nikarim. Bechayev achriusan, and your chayev. In achrayus, in other words, if they get lost or stolen, you have to make restitution. Tuning carbon, when you bring the shlaim, you have to bring a carbon accompanying them. Vishir, you have to sing when you accompany them. Utnufa, you have to lift them up together with the kohen and wave them in the air. Velina, and you have to stay overnight when you come to Yerushalayim. Trumas ha-maiser, shavel bikurim b'shtei drachim. Truma Zameiser, which is the truma you take off the meiser given to a levy, is equivalent to Bikurim in two ways. Truma Shnei Drachim is equivalent to truma in two ways. He tells me now, Torah Min Ala Tmeo. Truma Zameiser can be taken from Torah stuff and Tomei stuff, Vish Shalom in Amukov, and from not necessarily the same location. It could be Kurim. This is a truma itself. You can't take off Torah ala tmeo, even though you're going to cause the coin to loss by giving a tome, but you have to better take off tome in order that you should do it all min amukov. Everything should be in the same location. So therefore, if you have tome stuff, you take off tome truma. No choice. However, by truma smaisa, it doesn't apply. And that's like bikurim. Bikurim, you could take off from one of your fields and all of your fields. It doesn't have to necessarily be in the same location. V'oser es agoren. Furthermore, Trumas Meiser is similar to Truma in that it forbids the Goren. In other words, before you take it off, you're not allowed to eat from the stuff. The Eshla Shir, Truma, it's got a Shir, although the Shir by Truma is the Rabbanan, and the Shir by Trumas Meiser is the Raisa, but nonetheless, it does have a Shir. In that respect, they are comparable, that they both have to have Trumas taken off.
Mishnah
is an excellent summary
of practical
Seder
Zohar.
Yes, it's true.
It should have been in the beginning of the Seder.
Mm-hmm.
Might have made.
There's a bunch of them here. We're going to see. Nicho at Truma Oseres. I understand that Truma asks the Goren. And if you don't take off Truma, once you've taken off Truma, you cannot snack anymore, right? So, that's the Gemara. Meiser also gone. What does Meiser do? It's already also because of the Truma. What is the Meiser taught? What is the Meiser forbidding you to snack from? So it says, Marti Potter Shikdimon Bishibolim. To have a case, you took off the Meiser before the Truma, when it was still in the stalks, before you had threshed it properly. So at that point, the Meiser is what forbids you to snack from it later on. Once you take off the Meiser, you may no longer snack from it subsequently. Okay? Dharmi Avo Mishum Rabbi Shim Bishem Rabbi Shim Lakish. Yisak Rabbi Avo said, name Rabbi Shim Lakish, Maisa Rishim Shikdim Mishibolim. If you took a Maisa Rishim while still in the, still in the stalks, so Potter Mi Truma, Gedoyla, that stuff which you took off, the Maisa Rishim is exempt from Truma Gedoyla, even though Truma normally precedes Maisa. In this case, the Maisa which preceded the Truma is exempt, but subsequently, the fruit is also to snack on until you take off the rest of the Truma Sumaisers, So that's true even if you take off Meiser Sheni prior to having taken off the Truma. From that time on, snacking is forbidden. Okay, Nikdim Mechur Berkak, all these things are acquired when they're connected to the ground. Bikurim, I shouldn't say all these things, Bikurim. The Chassid says, Bikurei Kol Asher Be'artzom. The Bikurim, everything which is in the land. Be'artzom means in the land, so even when it's in the land, it already becomes Bikurim. Also, Adam is called, so they're Bikurim, Prince Command of the Tari Fields. Bikurim, the Chassid says, Zapaskin Echeskel. Ve'resh is Kol Bikurei Kol. The beginning of all the Bikurim of everything. So the extra coal teaches us that you can make your entire field, your coal, your entire field, Bikurim. If they get lost, you have to make restitution. Get lost or stolen or something else happens, you have to make restitution. The Chassid it says, Reishis Bikurei Ad Moschar, and the end of the book says, Tavi Beis Hashem Lokecha. Says you have to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. So if they don't get the Beis HaMikdash, you are not Yotze, you have to make restitution. Utsumi Korban, you have to bring a Korban with them. Why? Nemar Kan V'samach V'simcha. Says V'samach T'b'chol Toivir. Should rejoice with when you bring Bikurim. V'nemar L'halon Simcha. And it says that by Yom Tov Simcha. Ma Simcha Sh'nemar L'halon Shlomim. Just like Simcha, which is mentioned subsequently in Shlomim, Korbanos. Afkan Shlomim, so here is referring to Korbanos. Vishir, what? How do we learn the same? Is learn the song? Namar Khan, here it says. Now here's a typo. It should be Tov. It says Samach to Bechol Tov. It doesn't say Shir here. It says Samach to Bechol Tov. But Namar La'alon, and it says later on in a pasuk also. I think it's in Yechezkel.
Yeah.
V'inchol lohem, you are for them. Kishira Gavim, like a romantic song, who may tav no gain, and something which is played well on an instrument. So, Kserishava Tov Tov.
Here's two examples they're using Suvim to Darshan.
Navim. But, yeah, maybe Ushami is more lenient in that area. It's a good question. Seems like you've asked me that in the past, I think. So I guess Ushami does have more leniency, perhaps more leeway. Okay.
Could be.
It's a continuation. To Tznufa. Waving. The Chassid says, the coin should take the basket from your hands, v'hinicho, and place it. Now, it sounds like it's the v'hinicho is an extra word, and the Rabbos Bikurim, it teaches us to include Bikurim, shetunim b'tznufa, that they require tznufa. But Rabbi Lezman Yaakov says that Bikurim required tznufa. But the way the Levi Yerushalayim brings it down, it's not learned out from the v'hinicho, but from Gzereshava Yad Yad. It says, Lokach HaKohen HaKohen Tenem Miyodecha, and it says Yad by tznufa. So therefore, we learn Gzereshava, that's be waved in the air. The Lina, you have to stay in Yerushalayim. The Chassid, it says, Ufanisa baboker, you should turn in the morning after every time. It's not necessarily after just bring Bikurim. Any time you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you go in the morning, balachta lo lecha, back to your tent. Hakopi no sharpona, any departure which you depart, lo yo baboker, can only be in the morning. Amrav, so you have to stay overnight. Amrav Yoina, Rabbi Yoina said, Hoda dat Amrav, this that you said, that there's lina, specifically because of Bikurim, Ksheini Moim Korban. That's necessarily only if they don't have a Korban with them. Avyesh Moim Korban, if they have a Korban, but Lokach, in any event, told lina, you have to stay overnight, Machmos of Korban, because anytime you sacrifice a sacrifice, the Lokach is you must stay overnight, usually. You gotta stay in a motel or hotel. You can't go home right away that night.
The tourist agency.
Right. The tourist agency made that Korban. Raviona Maharavi Mesha. Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Meisha, V'chad Mir Rabban, and another one of the rabbis made two statements which are not connected, which are somewhat not connected to each other, which are connected to our Mishnah. Chad Mir Non Omar, one of them said, Zos Omeris, our Mishnah teaches us, Sha'aperos HaTameim Chayav B'Bikurim, that Tomei fruit is Chayav B'Bikurim, right? Because it says you can't take from Torah and Tomei, but it sounds like Tomei itself you can take Bikurim on, okay? That's what we learn from our Mishnah. And the Choron Amar, the other thing we can see from our Mishnah is Maaser Rishon Shikdimo B'Shibolim. If you take Maaser Rishon off when it's still grain, So then, parts of Mitruma Gedoila, it's exempt, but it still stalks. It's exempt from Truma Gedoila, because it says in our mission, Trumas Meiser is Koveya, that afterwards you cannot snack, right? Trumas Meiser asks the grain. Yeah, but what about the Truma? Why did I mention that you have to take Truma off the Trumas Meiser? So it must be you don't. Must be that once you took Meiser off in the earlier stage when it's still in the stalks, on that Meiser, you don't have to take Truma Gedoila. Special din. And even though normally Truma must precede Meiser, here, although he did something wrong, once the Meiser preceded the Truma, you don't have to take Truma off on that Meiser.
So that's a loophole.
It's a loophole. But it's not a good one, because you get flogged for it. Oh. You don't intentionally get flogged. Okay, it's an Isser to take Meiser off out of order.
Bringing Bikurim that's Tame, you could bring that to the base of Mikdash?
No, you can't bring it to Bikurim. No, you can't bring it as Bikurim, but nonetheless, they can be designated as Bikurim. I don't know exactly what you do with them. I guess you burn them, you destroy them. Yeah, probably means that they became tummy once you designated them. So they remained the bikurim, and therefore you have to give them kedusha. But you're right; there's not much you can do with them. Okay.
Can you bring it in Jerusalem?
You can. We can't eat it anyway. You missed the. We did one mission when you were before you got here today. Okay, we're on testament base. Halacha Dalet. Esrog Shavel Elon Mishlosha Drachim. An Esrog is similar to an Elon. This is a mission which appears in the Bavli a couple of times, but here's the source. Esrog Shavel Elon Mishlosha Drachim. An Esrog is like a tree in three ways. Now, a tree follows the budding of the fruit. Okay, that's when determines its status vis-a-vis everything. Uyerek b'derech echad. Vegetables are like go after the gathering of the vegetable vis-a-vis everything. Esrog is split personality. Shavah is equivalent to a tree, but orla, in other words, if it budded during a fruit which budded during an early year is orla. Even if you harvested it the next year. Ravai, fruit which budded during a Ravai year, a fourth year, is Ravai, even if you harvested it next year. Uvishvius, fruit which budded during a Shemitah year is Shemitah fruit, even though it budded, you've harvested collected the next year. Ulyerek, so to what extent is it like a vegetable? Shabashasa kitaso isuro. That which year Meiser is determined by when it's collected. So it's even if it budded, say, in the second year, was collected in the third year, what Meiser would you give it to it? Third year, which is Meiser Oni, right? So in terms of Meisers, we gave it a similarity of vegetables. Diviram Gamlio. Rabbelezer Omer, Shavel Ilon Bechodavar. It's like a tree in every respect. Says more, Imle Ilon. If it's like a tree, so then lama liyerek, how does it go like a vegetable? Im liyerek lama liilon. If it's like a vegetable, how does it go like a tree? Now this question is asking more than meets the eye. What the question means to say is, you got a problem. When your tree goes from the sixth year to the seventh year, right? An esrog tree goes from the sixth year to the seventh year. What is it? What are you going to do with it? Right? The sixth year. It's chanot was in the sixth year. It's chayv meisers. You're collected in the seventh year when it's potter from meisers because shvita. So what do you do with it?
But so, we said it's like the sixth year because you brought it in your sixth.
But what about for meiser? So it says mar no chokmas. Tam and Amri, they said like this straight up. Nichlas b'shishes l'shvias. They said in Bavel it goes through the sixth year, seventh year. Harei ulabaylim. The owner gets to keep it. In other words, there's no chiyu biur, kilon like a tree. In other words, there's no din kusha shmita. Upatami maizus kierik, but it's exempt from maizer like a vegetable. So you get the best of both worlds. You don't have to take off maizus from it because it was gathered in the seventh year. And at the same time, there's a kusha shmita because it budded in the sixth year. Amal and Rabbi Nuna said, Amin de Brasra. Let's say, or let's discuss, is better the translation, the next case. What's the next case? The nichnas b'shvi'is l'shminis. If you go from Shemitah into the eighth year, what do you do then? Harei u'hevker look, if it's a grus targum in 7th year, it's hefker, right? Keilon. Like any tree which is hefker, Jewish mitzvah. You have chayev and meisers be kerek, but now it's collecting the 8th year, so it's gotta be chayev and meisers like a vegetable. If a hefker, chayev and meisers, is hefker, chayev and meisers, are you gonna take a meiser off of this? I'm Rabbi Yechon, so Rabbi Yechon said, you know what, you're right. This is a problem. For one which butted in the 7th year, and when the 8th year, what are we gonna do? We have a paradox. We can't be chayev and meisers because of butted in hefker. Yet we cannot exempt it from meisers because it was gathered during the 8th year. So what do we do? So it says, Maram Rabbi Yechon, b'shash neshavot mahalach bo kiyerek. The rest of the Shemitah cycle, you follow, you give it the status of vegetable vis-a-vis Meiser. With Shemis, but vis-a-vis Shemitah, Amar Bokilon, you give it the status of a tree. How so? Hechavida. How does it work? Mechamishis l'shishis. If the tree started growing in the 5th year, and went into the 6th year, then shishis. Then vis-a-vis Meiser, it's like the 6th year. Mishishis l'shvius, if it went from the 6th year to the 7th year, shishis. It's still considered to be 6th year. Why? Again, because Shemitah disrupts. By Shemitah, we go by the previous year. Nichas mechamishis l'shishis u'lishvius. What happens? The fruit stays on the tree for a long time. So it started going the 5th and stayed on the tree on the 6th for the 6th and the 7th. So lichdon, here's the typo, lichdon b'shishis. If you collect it during the 6th year, shishis. Right, 6 years. Liktad b'shvius, you collected during the 7th year, chamishis. That's like the 5th year. Why? Because you're stuck. What are you going to do with it? It's not the 6th. Type two double type. Liktad b'shishis, liktad b'chamishis. I'm sorry. Liktad b'shishis, chamishis. B'shvius, chamishis. So you go to the 7th year, they have to go back to. Because you go either after Lakita when you may not, you go after Chanota, even that's 2 years ago. So that's how you follow the 5th year. Okay? Similarly, Nichnas b'shishis l'shvius, if you go from the 6th year to the 7th year and then to the 8th year, some fruit stays on the tree for 2 years. So then, Likdon b'shvius, here's the same type of typo, Likdon b'shvius, if you collect it during the 7th year, then shishis, you have to give it in the 6th year, because that's when the budding was. Bishminis, if you collect it during the 8th year, shminis, then you give it the 8th year status. Okay? Rabbi Seinu Chosev Regal with Nimdu. The rabbis voted again, and they changed it. They said, Esrog Vishas Likitoso Isuro. They said, Esrog goes after the time when it's collected for Meiser, both for Meisers and for Shvius. So it's for Shemitah also follows the time of Lakita, not the time of Chanota. Okay? The time it's collected, not the time when it buds.
You know, not that it makes any difference, but usually the words of the Nimna are followed by the Gomorrah. I'm just curious that the terminology is not different than the Divine of the Babli. It means anything. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm wondering.
It's a valid... the question is I don't know. It's a good point, though. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Simcha Rishum and Levi said, "Hakol Moedim." Everybody agrees that Rosh Hashanah Shlo B'Tu B'Shvat. Rosh Hashanah goes to B'Shvat. Now, this is a very ironic thing. For vegetables, Maestros, the hinge is Rosh Hashanah.
The real
Rosh Hashanah. For fruit, the hinge is Tu B'Shvat. Right, for Meiser Oni and Meiser Sheni. So the thing is that although we go after Lakita by an Esrog, nonetheless Lakita determines its status based on Tu B'Shvat. So if Lakita is between Tu B'Shvat and Rosh Hashanah, even though for vegetables it's not yet a Meiser Oni year, for fruit it is, and therefore it's going to get the Din of a Meiser Oni year, and so on and so forth. Okay? It's a big chiddush. Rabbi Yechon Shal, Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan asked Rabbi Yonasan an amazing question. And this question really does not appear in the Bavli. And it's interesting, it appears in Yerushalmi. He asked him, how does Tu B'Shvat work? Kisidon Shoshayim, does it work like the years? Like the Jewish calendar? Or Kisidon Shoshkufas, does it work like the seasons? When would Tu B'Shvat be if you went by season? Mm-hmm. 45 days after December 21st. Because the change in season is approximately Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Tu B'Shvat is 45 days later. So if you went by a seasonal calendar, then it would actually be December 21st, onset of winter, plus 45 days. It makes more sense to us, agronomically speaking, to have it as a fixed date on the seasonal calendar. That's really his question. Okay? It's an interesting question. So Amalei, so he said, Kisidun Shoshonim, it works like the lunar calendar. Afilu Shoshonim Beres, even if Tu B'Shvat is very early, right? It's got a leap year, which means Tu B'Shvat is very early. We only make leap years at Tu B'Shvat is when you have to make up for compensate for the year being too early otherwise. Nonetheless, you go after Tu B'Shvat and not after the 45th day after the beginning of winter.
Nothing else in our calendar is based on a certain calendar,
except for Talmud. Talmud, and Chusar, it says, yeah. So I don't know if anything else is, but there are it's a legitimate question. Okay, Ma'aser Rabbi Akiva. So Ma'aser Rabbi Akiva, Shalikei Esrog, that he collected an Esrog on that it's brought down in Levi Yerushalayim on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. But the truth is, it could be any time between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. Okay, any time between those two dates. The Nagel of Chumrei Beis Shammai and Chumrei Beis Hillel. He gave the Chumrei Beis Shammai and Chumrei Beis Hillel. Now the problem is, Beis Shammai says when is Rosh Hashanah Ilanos Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Beis Hillel says Rosh Hashanah Ilanos is Tu B'Shvat. So this, let's say, is going from the second year into the third year, right? So he doesn't know when to begin the third year. Is it Tu B'Shvat or is it Rosh Chodesh? He collected this commodity between Rosh Chodesh and Tu B'Shvat. So what does he do? He has to give two mitzvahs, right? If you want to machle Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, right? Mitzvah Sheni according to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel and Mitzvah Oni according to Beis Hillel, right? And the other way. Mitzvah Sheni according to Beis Hillel and Maaser Oni according to Beis Shammai, because it's next year already according to Beis Shammai from Rosh Chodesh Shvat, right? Now the truth is you can't do it. We'll see what he does do in a few moments, but that's what it seems that Rabbi Akiva did. Lomeli Esrog asks, well, why is the Maaser with an Esrog? I feel shakol here. What difference does it make an Esrog? Anything else? The same halacha should apply by anything. Says Martani Chumri Rabban Gamliel, which wants to tell us Chumri Rabban Gamliel. The truth is, it didn't mean that he was machmir on Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. No, he was machmir on Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Gamliel goes after Lakita, after gathering. Rabbi Lezer goes after Chanot, after budding. So he gathered after Rosh Chodesh Shvat, right? Which is New Year according to Beis Shammai. But the Chanot was in the previous year, according to Beis Shammai, right? So he wanted to be machmir on both. Says what? Nice, but Rav Gamliel Lezer Lomi Beis Hillel Inu Navu. I understand. Weren't Rav Gamliel and Rav Lezer both from Beis Hillel? So regardless, it makes no difference of whether you go after Lakita or Chanota. Since it's collecting for Tu B'Shvat, according to Beis Hillel, it's the previous years. So it says, Mor Am Rabbi Yisrael Rebun, Tipote B'Shechona Kodem L'tu B'Shvat Shal Shnia V'Nichnas Al Shlishis. We're talking about a case where the Chanota itself occurred prior to Tu B'Shvat and he collected after Tu B'Shvat. Okay, let's make it completely like Beis Hillel. The Chanota was before Tu B'Shvat and he collected after Tu B'Shvat. Al Daiter Gamliel, Korn Rabban Gamliel, Yisru, who goes after Lakita vis-a-vis Rogue. So after when you gather it, so Yisru Oni, after you give Maaser Oni. Al Daiter Rabbi Lezer, Korn Rabbi Lezer, Yisru Sheni, give Maaser Sheni the previous years. Ma solo. Now, what did Rabbi Kiva do? The halacha is you can't give double Maaser. Maaser has to be precise. 10%. So you can't give double mitzvah. What do you do? So it says Gemara, Masa lo kara shem lo mitzvah sheni shabo. He designated it mitzvah sheni. Upadyo. He redeemed then the mitzvah sheni for Nosloni and gave the same mitzvah sheni to an ani. So that way he killed two birds with one stone and only gave one kind of mitzvah. Okay? Period. Now, radically different sugyas. Dama al cheshtain. forget the rhyme. Dam Achish Daim, blood of human beings. Shovel Dam Behemo, it's equivalent to you to animal blood. Achshir is the rhyme that if it falls on
like a creature. That's what it says. That's what Achish Daim is.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure out why. Like person.
Could be a kangaroo. Okay, that's not. Dam Achish Daim, shovel Dam Behemo, it's equivalent to an animal. Achshir is the rhyme. And it makes Zroim be makabel tuma, which makes them suitable to be mukshar them. Dam asheretz ein chayav lav. Now, if you have blood of a sheretz, you don't get kores on it. Or for that matter, malchus, except that the Gemara will give us an exception. Okay, that's reptilian blood. Rabbi Ba and Rav Huna b'shem Rav said, imi trubo loke. In the case if you eat blood from a reptile, if they give you hasra that you're eating, then you're loike. You get malchus. Well, what's going on? But see, then we learn dam asheretz ein chayav lav. There's no chiyav on dam asheretz, right? On Rabbi Ba, ein chayav lav kores. There's no kores on it, but you still get flogged. Ask more about time. Then we learn a brayso so elsewhere. Dam malchish taim shem bem tu makal. Adam Malchishem, why is the blood of a human being he walks on two, not Tomei? Because it's Sheimbo Tumakala. He doesn't even have Tumakala. Tumakala means it doesn't even have the Tuma of Tuma Sochlin. It's not going to be food at all. Right? The blood of a human being is no Tuma whatsoever. Dam Shar Sheimbo Tuma is Tuma Chamura. Dam Sheretz is not, you know what, I should define that better. Dam Achishtaim, no, I don't have to find it better. This one I have to find it better. Dam Sheretz, Sheimu to Machamura. Dam Sheretz is not Metame, is not Chayav Kores, rather, or because it doesn't have Tuma Chamura. What does it mean it doesn't have Chabura? It doesn't, what? No. It's not metamei begodim. The veil is metamei begodim. Dead carcasses of animals are metamei begodim. Birds, when you swallow their carcasses, they're metamei begodim. That's tuma chamura, not just you, but your clothing. These things, the blood of the sheret, the blood of the sherets, and the blood of a human being are never metamei tuma chamura. The sheret itself cannot be metamei adam letamei begodim. As close as it can't become tummy. And the dam of human being is even less. The dam of the human being and the human being himself cannot be metami to masochin. A dead snake can be considered food, but a dead human being is never considered food. Okay? So therefore, their blood is not a chiv kuritz like the other species. So in any event, says Gemara, so how are you getting malchus on it? So I'm right with chiv barada, hada de tem chshitabo mishum dam. You know what? You can't get malchus if I give you a sword because of blood. But the thing is that it's part of the reptile. Interesting. If you have a kazayas of the reptile, including its blood, you're going to get malchus for that. So you get malchus for the sheretz aspect of it. Okay, is that clear? Malchus of blood, it's not blood. A part of shtickel sheretz, it is. A shtick sheretz. Shtick sheretz.
Sheketz.
Sheketz, sure, same thing.
Now, blood from a dead human.
Yeah.
Is metame. Isn't it? Aviv Osatoma is an extension of.
Well, revius of blood is metame boel. But it's not metame begodim. Yeah. But it's not metame begodim.
While a dead human.
Yeah.
Metame begodim.
No.
No?
No.
Isn't that
Aviyah Bolsa too? No. If you touch the dead person, the dead person, it's not Matami the Gunim you're wearing.
Okay.
If I recall correctly. It's only Matami the Gunim directly. But the Tami Adam, the Tami Gunim, that's it in by Nevela and by Sheret. By Nevela and by Nevela. Yeah. Or Tumi Yetim Gufo Zav, I mean, and things like that. But generally speaking, I don't think by a mace. Okay.
So by a sheretz we find the Domo Kivsaro.
Yes.
But not by anything else?
Right.
So it comes out, it's cool as a chumra.
That's right. But certainly is a significant kula, because by an animal, if you take the blood and drink it, you have courage. By sheretz, you're not. This is a significant kula.
I have a medical reason that these shrotzim carry disease, and they carry it in their bloodstream.
Yeah.
So
well, stomach, everything carries disease in their bloodstream, don't they?
Yeah. But in those days, maybe humans didn't.
I don't know. But that's not why the Torah banned or didn't ban blood.
I'm trying to
extrapolate. All right. Okay, our old buddy, Koi. Yes?
Is it Koi or Kvi?
If, I always thought it was Kvi, but it's really Koi. Okay. Koi Yeshu Drachim, Shavu L'Chaya. Koi has ways in which it's equivalent to a Chaya. It's because I'm embarrassed that I looked, not because of. Koi Yeshu Drachim, Shavu
L'Chaya.
That's one of
his values.
Yeah. Koi Yeshu Drachim, Shavu L'Chaya. The Yeshu Drachim, you know how long it's been since I looked on a Jastro? I don't look at these things. It's beneath my dignity. Koi Yeshu Drachim, Shavu L'Chaya, Yeshu Drachim, Shavu L'Chaya. You have a koi, it's similar to chai in certain ways, and similar to behemoth in certain ways. B'yesh b'drogim shavu l'chai l'behemoth. In certain ways in which it's similar to both, b'yesh b'drogim shavu lo l'chai v'lo l'behemoth. And in certain ways in which it's not similar to either. Ketot shavu l'chai. How is it similar to a chai? Domaton kisui. You have to cover the blood when you slaughter it. Kedam achai, like the blood of a chai. However, because that's not a definitive requirement, only misafe, so therefore ain't shochtim osom b'yontif. You can't shech the koi on yontif, because you don't know whether you have the right to cover its blood or not, right? You cover it misafe on a weekday. But on Shabbos, you know, what are you going to do when yontif? You know, how are you going to take dirt, which is mukta, for the purpose of something which you're not even sure you need to do, right? Rim shochto, if you did shech it, ain't mechazim is dumb, you do not cover the blood. Kisui adam is not a ma'akev. Right, the animal's still kosher, you don't do the mitzvah. V'chobo metame tumas nevelo kechayo. It's chelev, it's fat, and it's hindquarters mostly, are metame tumas nevelo, just as if they're a chayo. Why? Because they might be edible. A chayas chelev is metame because you're allowed to eat it, because the only a chelev of a behemoth is also, not a chelev of a chayo, right? So this in this case we say, It's misafik. We have to assume that it's chelav is matami. However, since tumasa is misafik, right? Vein poyde bo petach hamor. One cannot use a koi to redeem a firstborn donkey because we don't know whether it's a valid set. It's a valid goat in order to use it. Ketu trevel behemo also like an animal, like a behemo. Chelbo also kechel behemo. We can't eat its chelav because it might be like the chelav of a behemo. Ben chelav and of course, and achai of course, if you do eat it because you don't know if it's true chelav or not. Ven on nilkach because of meiser. One cannot use meiser sheni money to buy it. The simple pshat is because you can't sacrifice it, and all animals bought with meiser sheni money have to be sacrificable. Luchav Yerushalayim to when you come to eat in Yerushalayim. The chayim is all chayim kevan. You have to give the parts of it which go to a kohen to a kohen. Rabbi Lezer Potter says you do not have to shamotim chaver lovaraya. Let the kohen prove that a kohen is chayim in matonos. Ketzon enu shovel chayim behema. How is it not like a chayim or behema? Asim ishim klaim. What is not allowed to mate it, husband it. Ima chayim yom behema. Neither with a chayim nor with a behema. Hakoisim chayes uvem to libno. If somebody writes a will and bequeaths his chayas and behemoth to his son, lo kasalos a koi, the koi slips between the cracks, it's not included. I'm a rainy nazir. Vernon says, I'm a nazir. Shezech chaya ubehema, that this animal is a chaya or a behema, I raise a nazir. It's a nazir because we don't know. Misafik, it's got to be a nazir. We don't know if it's a chaya behema or not. In any other way, shavin l'chayel behema, it's equivalent to an animal, to chay and a behema, which is toon shchita, because they require shchita like both of them. Matam ishun nevela, we can become mishum erin chay. It's got the tumas nevela and chay, because they like both of them as well. Ezu koi, what is a koi? I'm Rabbi Lezer says, Ez sholal gabei tzvi, it's a goat which had relations with a deer. So a goat is a behema and a deer is a chaya, so that's a problem. Or tzvi shol agabi is the opposite, a male goat and a female deer.
Is it possible?
I mean, a male deer and a female goat.
Physiologically,
you're asking the wrong guy. Beyond my area of expertise. Okay? They don't study this in Torah Ma'ad schools. Rabbanan Amin, Rabbanan say, Min hu ikaro. It's its own type. The model of a chachomi did not know what its status is. Okay, it's like Benash Moshels. Right, we don't know what it is. Padui b'chor, b'padui b'kvi, b'koi, if you redeemed a firstborn donkey with a koi, so chozer poda b'set, you gotta give, you have to go and redeem again, because you might have a yaitse. Now you can give either one to the koi, right, because koi only gets one, so amotzu b'chaver l'varaya, prove that you owe more than one. L'fila, therefore, imeis echon me'am, if one of them dies, so then you get to keep the other one and say, you proved to me that one which is coming to you was one which is still alive, because I could have given you either which one I wanted. Okay? Now, a couple of typos here in the next section. Masnis in our Mishnah is Kirabi Lezer. Do you have a parenthesis around the law?
No.
Okay. This is from the Rosh Sirileo. Masnisa Krabi Lezer, Armish Sakal Lezer, the Tani Rabbi Lezer Omer, because Rabbi Lezer is the one who says, Koi Chayovin al Chet, he takes out the Ain. Do you have the Ain taken out?
That's a parenthesis.
Parenthesis, okay. Koi Chayovin al Chebo Oshem Toli. Armish is like Rabbi Lezer, Lezer said, Koi, if you eat it, it's Chaylev, so you get an Oshem Toli. So to here, our mission makes it clear, we don't know what status of the Chaylev is. And if you ate, you have to bring an Oshem Toli. You have to bring an Oshem, which you bring on the Safi, you could transgress an Aveir, because we don't know if you're transgressing Aveir or not, right? Masis in Galo Karat. The mission is not like Rav. The Rav Amar, Rav said, Kol Sheyev Sharlamud Avado. Anytime when you're not, you cannot clarify what the nature of the beast is definitively. And Chayom El Sveik Oshem Toli, you don't bring on a Safik Oshem Toli. It's got to be something which somehow, somewhere, somebody can clarify. And a koi is absolutely unclarifiable. Okay? So therefore, like Rav, you want to bring an Oshem Toli on this. Yes.
So you don't bring anything?
Nothing. Yeah.
So is that again then an Oshem Toli, that it has to be something on which you can...
Right, you know, that's all on this of Ikva Yisura or not Ikva Yisura, whether you need to know the specific history or not know the specific history. The Achrayim speak about things like that. It's Gemara increases, which I'd rather, well, not about to say, rather, whatever. Okay, says more further. Pasar law, so Rav says, no, Chalukim al divei Rabbi Lezer. Could be that they are, they argue, the Rabbanan. Argue Rabbi Lezer. And therefore, I would like the Rabbanan to argue Rabbi Lezer, and would hold there's no Ashram Toli in this case. Period. You should know, says the Gemara, even the time when there was, it seems like the fact that all animals born in Yerushalayim with Meiser Sheni money have to go to Karbanos was a later decree. Came sometime late in history. But even prior to that decree, you couldn't buy a koi. Why couldn't you buy a koi with Meiser money? So Levi Yerushalayim explains, because you'd be diminished the amount. I think it's from the Rosh Sirileo. No, it's from the Graham Horowitz, or Blazer Moshe Horowitz. So that it's because you can't eat the chalev. But the chalev might be edible. So therefore you're causing a hefset to Meiser Sheni. Because the loss of edible portions of the animal is a loss to Meiser Sheni. Okay, so if you can't use Meiser Sheni money to buy it, okay? To buy a behema, so the chalev is off limits anyway. It's not incorporated to the cheshbon, but where it's possible, there isn't included, so therefore it creates a problem. Okay, v'chai b'sroel chayim keva, Rabbi Lezer poter. Have g'sroel chayim keva to a kohen. Lez says, you don't have to. Why is that? Rabbi Lezer du'amar, Rabbi Lezer says, Akshav, whom is stopping lo. Right now, we have a suffix. Now, we're meaning that we're talking about, he holds it, talking about Eza Bol, or Tzivya Bol, or Tzvia Bol, El Eza, talking about the cross of a goat and a goat and a deer. So therefore he says, Lamaisa, there's no pasuk which indicates this is chayev. So Motzu Chaver Lavarai, the Kohen's got to come and say, you know, prove to me that Kohen's got to come and prove that it's chayev. Rabbanan Amrin, Rabbanan Dinun Marin, Rabbanan themselves say, as they are consistent with their line of reasoning, Minu Ikaro, it's a type unto itself. In an Amrin Chayev, that's a say chayev. So the Levi Shlaim explains that they learn out from that it says, Oseh, in the pasuk. Anything which is even a seh, right? It's possible that since koi, we don't know for sure what exactly falls under, but since it was known at one time, right? Because it's not a crossbreed, but rather min bifnei atzmo. So therefore, we have to assume that it's chayim israel chayim ukeba. Okay. Masis and local rabbi, our mishnah not like rabbi. It's only we learned in our mishnah. In a brayse, actually, which parallels our Mishnah, hikdish chayoso, if a person's makdish all of his chayos and all of his bemtos, loikdish is a goy, it doesn't include the koys in his herd. Rabbi Omer, hikdish is a koy, Rabbi says it is hekdish, our Mishnah said it's not hekdish. Similarly, Omer Arani knows, a person says, I'll be a nazir, shezer chayot, if this is a chayot, nazir, he's a nazir. Shezer behema, if he says, I'm a nazir, this is a behema, nazir. Shane's a chaya, if this is, he says not a chaya, he's also a nazir. Shane's a behema, nazir, he's also a nazir. She's a chaya behema, nazir, he's also a nazir. Shane's a chaya of a low behema. If he takes also an oath, it's not a chaya nor a behema, nazir. In all these cases, he comes a nazir. Tough. Rabbi Chaga, boy, come Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Chaga asks for Rabbi Yossi. Lama losinah horovea. Why is it mentioned if you have relations with a koi, varovem mimenu, it should be, or somebody has relations with it, chayim? Says more Amarle, because he says that's included in the end of the Mishnah. It says, Nisa, we learned, besoy for the end of the Mishnah, v'shar kol advari, kol drachim, and all other manners, shavim l'chayim behem, it's similar to l'chayim behem. Okay? Hachlach ha-chumi kurim, last parakins rhyme. By the way, this is the classic style of every Masechta and Shas. We get to Tachlis at the end of the Masechta. This one's not so long, so it's not so good for you. Ketan Ravishas Begurim Ayyus Sarbi Bikurim Yoreda Dom L'Toch Sadeh. A person goes down to his field. V'ro'etein Hashem Bikro. He sees the fig which is first blossoming. Blossoming is the wrong word. First forming. Eshkol, the first cluster of grapes, Shabika, which is forming. Rimon, the pomegranate, Shabika, which is forming. Kosher Megami, you tie it with hemp. Vayim may say, "Harei elu bikurim; these are bikurim, designated verbally." Rav Shmuel Afal bichein choiser v'koreis on bikurim. Even though you did this, you have to again redesignate them as bikurim. Achashit lushim nakarko once they're severed from the ground. So this is an interesting thing. Rabbi Shimon holds it doesn't become bikurim mechuber lekarka. Even though you designate them as mechuber lekarka, you have to redesignate it again. That's not sufficient. And this is what Morris is going to discuss now. Kates my vision bikurim may separate bikurim altai the Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi Shimon lo kocha shem betolush. If you didn't designate it betolush, once you severed it, lo kitchen, it's not bikurim, and therefore enam adami, if it falls into chulin, it doesn't create meduma. Echel of a chomesh, if you eat it, you don't have to you don't have to pay an extra fifth. Ain lo kelim chutz chom, if you eat it outside. The Azora actually, if you eat it outside the Beis Hamikdash, you don't get Malkus, right? So my time of the Rabbana, what's the logic of the rabbis who say it's even designated at the time that it's Mechub LaKarka, V'atoy Nevesi Es Reshis Pri Adoma. A year I brought the Reshis of Pri Adoma, meaning that which I designate as racist when it's still in the Adama, right? Bishah Savar Pri. Now, that's not the Joshua. I take it back. I just made up a Joshua. Scratch that. But, in the Atoyin Evesi, it's racist Pri Adama, meaning, now it's a Peiri. B'shas havar, when I'm bringing it to peri, or b'shas hafrosha afilu boy serva afilu pagin. That means that when I designated it, it could even have been very unboserous, like it's when it's just for first forming. And pagin means it's a little bit more formed, but unripe. But and therefore the flip side of this is al daiti to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion, ma'bishas havar pri, just like at the time you bring in it's a fully formed fruit, apishas afrosh pri, so too when you designate it's a fruit, it must be a fruit because it says pri and havar and pri of adam also. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a very big nafkamina besides the one we learned. One of the nafkamina we learned apparently in the Mishnah was whether you have to be korei shem once it's off the ground, once it's severed or not. But the other nafkamina is, can you make something which is unripe bikurim?
Well, it's a
davar shelo b'la'olam. No, Rabbanan hold it is, because that's their exeris akasav. Even at the time designation was only, it wasn't yet a peri, that's good enough. Bikurim means the first forming things, right? And something formed. It's Rabbi Shimon who's mechadish, that's the first fully formed fruit. Okay, so that's a very big machlokas. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Zira boy. Rabbi Zira asks, now I was going to look up this in Mashbiach and I kicked myself that I didn't look it up. I forgot to look it up. Rabbi Zira, boy, I'll give you Levi Yerushalayim shot, even though I don't like it. Rabbi Zira asks, Bikurei Yichur Maushi Atiru Chanoto. There's aloche that we're going to learn. Let's look at the next line. Tani Bikurim Echo Mishishim. Bikurim Mirabon after 1/60. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Zira's question, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that it has to be severed from the ground, as it is Bikurim. What if he designates certain things which are still on the Yichur, which are still on the branch? Do they join together with already that which is harvested to make a Bashir? In other words, Midarais, it's not Bikurim, right? Because Midarais, what does it have to be? Severed from the ground. You have to designate when it's severed. But vis-a-vis the Halach of Shir, which is anyway at the Rabbanan, which is not the right, so to the things which are still on the branch cook up to the stuff which is already served on the ground to make up a shear on the total amount of produce. I don't like that shot, and I'm sorry I didn't look it up because the word chanoto doesn't fit in well. Chanoto means buds, and here it means chanoto means the fruit. Okay, but all right, that's what he says. Says Gemara again, Tanya Bikurim Echo Mishishim. The 1/60. Oh, we don't resolve it. The Gemara leaves the question dangling whether the stuff on the vine joins with the stuff off the vine in order to make up the shear of the 60th. Tani b'kurim echo mishishim b'kurim are 1/60. Reishis ages first shearings echo mishishim 1/60. That goes to coin two. Truma today be giving truma tmeya to a coin. That's can't do much with it anyway, so you don't have to give the higher shear. Echo mishishim 1/60 suffices. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel learned, Bikurim Echem Mishishim, Bikurim is 1/60. Peyo Echem Mishishim, 1/60. Reishis, I guess, for sharing the coin, Echem Mishishim, 1/60. Truma Tameo, Echem Mishishim, Truma Tameo is 1/60. And as well, Truma Chain Aquarium, Akpidim, Truma Aquarium, don't care if they get it or not, because it's lousy anyway. Echem Mishishim. What falls in this category? Going truma saklusin, truma of klusin and charubin v'asorim shibedom. We had these back in Masechta Maisus or truma. I forget which one. These are things which are very often used for. They're not significant. They very often grow hefker. Klusim is a type of legume. Charubin are carobs, and sorim shibedom are the idumian barley. So those quantum really don't care if they get it or not. They're not really great, very great eats. So therefore, 1/60 is enough. Okay. Now we're getting close here in the Masechta. We start getting to more Agadata. Ketzah Mali is a Bikurim. How do you mean Bikurim to Yerushalayim? Kolei Eros, all the cities in the vicinity, Sheva Maimud, which are in part and parcel of Maimud. Now, there were 24 Mishmaros on the base of Mikdash, as you know. You also know that each Mishmar in the Beis HaMikdash had a corresponding Maimud of Yisraelim and all in the hinterlands, where at the time that the Kohanim were doing the Karban, at the time that the Kohanim, that Mishmar was serving, they would send emissaries to Yerushalayim to be like the Mishalchim, the people who had, so to speak, appointed the Kohanim as their agents. It's a symbolic gesture. Same time, there are people of the Maimed in the city, back home, who would say Tehillim and learn special, you know, in order, because corresponding to the mission, which is working, okay?
It was a particular city.
No, so it's not just a particular city, but an area. Particular city plus its surrounding area. That's what it's talking about over here. Kol Ha'eros Shebamaimed. All the areas, all the cities in the region, right? In the area of the region. In the region of the Maimed. Bisconsul Shemaimed, they go to the main city in the vicinity. And they sleep out under the open sky. But they wouldn't go to houses. Why? We'll see in the Gemara. Ulamashkim, and to, excuse me, the ones who get up early to go to Yerushalayim, Hoya Muna Omer, the people the person who was charged would say, Kumu v'nala tzion, let us go up to Zion, obeys Hashem Elokeinu, to the house of God our Lord. Now, Kigal says Gemara, Kigal Yehoyarivu Makirov. Interesting. Each Maimud corresponds to a specific Mishmar. Yehoyariv was a Mishmar, one of the Kohanim's Mishmars, and Makirov, the people know him. Now, what is very interesting is that it seems like your Bikurim would be brought in the week which was your Mishmar in the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas your Maimed would bring Bikurim on that week which is yours. Interesting thing, okay? Your Maimed would bring Bikurim in the week which corresponded to your Mishmar. Okay? V'yolina be'beis HaKnesses, why can't they sleep in Shul? Now, the Havamina was that the reason they didn't sleep in private homes because there wasn't enough room. But let them sleep in shul. So the Tani Rav Chalafta ben Shomi b'nei Ohel Tumah. They didn't want to go into any Ohel of any sort lest it become Tumah, because they were on the Yerushalayim, go to the Beis HaMikdash. They don't want to take chances, right? But they're Choyoymi. While they were walking, they said, Samachti b'oim li Beis Hashem ne'elech. I rejoiced when they said to me, we're going to the house of God. Yerushalayim, O Yerushalayim, when they got to Yerushalayim, would say, Om Dosi U'Aglenim B'Shalayich Yerushalayim, our legs stood in your gates, Jerusalem. Barabayis, O Yerushalayim, when they got to the Temple Mount, they would say, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Kel B'Kacho, praise God in His holy place. Ba'azara, when they got into the actual courtyard, O Yerushalayim, they said, Kol Anishama Tehallelujah, Hallelujah. Okay, I guess they would say the whole capital as they're walking through the Harabais. Okay, I guess everybody, I don't think it's special for the Bikurim people. Everybody, as they went into the Harabais, would say this one of the Tehillim, right? Haluk, Haluk, Abukacho, till they got up to the Zohar.
That's not mentioned in the
Bavli. No, because this is really not relevant in any place in the Bavli.
Well,
about
that.
Going up to the Harabais? I don't think we had anything. I mean, we had not as part of the a ceremony. But in any event, so parts of the next mission will be brought down the Bible. How are brought in the Bible? How Krovim Mevim Bikurim?
Well, it's interesting. All they did is mention just one of the Mishmaros,
Yehoyarib.
Why did they pick on that?
I think they were the first one.
They were the first one.
Okay, so it was shorthand. Yerushalmi, we don't go through all that. I don't know. It's just to show you, though, the correspondence. Akrovim v'im bikurim. The ones that are near Yerushalayim bring bikurim of te'enim v'anovim, of actual figs and grapes. Harchokim, if you live far away from Yerushalayim, v'im grogs simukim, then obviously you bring raisins, you bring dried dates and dried figs and raisins. Hashor lechlifnei. Now they would bring together, they would pool their funds and bring an ox to be the korban, and the korban go, the shor would go in front of them. Uchonav mitzupozav, and its horns were covered with silver, and v'ator shel zayis berosho, it had a crown of zayis on its head, and v'cholil makalifnei, and they would play the cholio, the recorder. Until they got close to Yerushalayim. When they got close to Yerushalayim, they sent notice to Yerushalayim that they were out near the gates. And they adorned their Bikurim with what we'll see in a minute. Hapachos, the Vaskani, Vagisborn, these are various different officers of the Beis HaMikdash. Parshas are the assistant Kohanim. Skanim are the assistant Levim. The Gizbarim are the treasurers.
Oh, Skan is a Skan Kohanim.
No, he says here, Tezianthus says Skan Levia. Okay, but there it says Skan Kohanim. You're right. I agree. So Yotzi Kras, they will come towards them. Based on the greatness of the people who are coming, they send greater people, right? For Rosh Yeshiva, they send Rosh Yeshiva. For Rebbes, they send Rebbes, so on and so forth. All crafts in Yerushalayim, only if named, they would stand before them. This is brought down the Bavli. Yerushalayim, they would ask how they were doing, inquire as to their welfare. And they'd say, Achenu anshei ployin mokom ployini, our brethren, the people of so-and-so place, Bosem l'sholom, may your coming be in peace. Ad heichon, how far away from Yerushalayim do you still bring Bikurim from fresh? Ad shuyoch l'chom min ha-muvchar. As far away as it could become, truma, meaning bikurim, from good stuff, meaning that it won't get ruined on the way. Bigish lovi dvela. There's another derivative halacha on this. Bigish lovi dvela. One wanted to bring dvela. One wanted to bring pressed figs as bikurim. Normally we say imaisa keilis, it was keilis, which is the higher form of pressed figs, you can bring it. Imaisa butris, if it was butris, the lower form, you should not bring it. Eino maybe, because always want to look to it for the mufchar, for the best possible type. Pshita shu makrif. Now, says Gemara, I understand that ox you bring is a carbon. However, says Gemara, now instead of the word shlomim, it should say mao makrif. What is it sacrificed as? Ravimi Amar Makrif Shlomim. Shlomim on behalf of the people who brought the Bikurim. Rav Amar Mekitzabos on behalf of Mizbeach. Rav said it's not Shlomim, it's brought as Ketzam Mizbeach. Ketzam Mizbeach, you know, are the Karbonos which are brought when the Mizbeach is idle. Right? And those are Olos. So this was brought as Ketzam Mizbeach, and they brought other Shlomim. This ox was not part of the parcel of the Shlomim they brought together to the Bikurim. Rabbi Zira stayed in this case. Yachid, a person who came.
Can I just ask?
Yes, you may.
There's got to be something in this difference between the two of them as to the nature of the concept of korban shlomim. That they have to say it's kitzim mizbeach. It's almost like, you know.
Kitzim mizbeach is ola.
But it's a throwaway. There isn't a direct chiyuv, but just to keep it going.
Yeah, but so is the shlomim.
Shlomim is at least some kind of like shevach b'hodah. It's some sort of.
So is an ola. I don't see why you have that.
Ola was? My impression of Mekitzim Mizbeach is, got nothing better to do, let's just throw this on.
You're exaggerating. You could, I guess, dash him what the difference is whether you bring an Ola or a Shlomim. I think that's a valid distinction. I don't think that Mekitzim Mizbeach is a throwaway. I mean, it was a critical component of the Beis HaMikdash, should always be Korbanos. The truth is that, if anything, I would say that Ketzim Mizbeach makes more sense, because I would require each one of these individuals to bring a Shlomim and not to bring a communal Shlomim. Okay, because this way they're getting away with a communal Shlomim.
Except it's really a chi about the mindment.
No, look at the next Gemara. Very valid point, it would seem. Rabbi Zira Boy, Rabbi Yehuda stated, Yochid Shinisatzo, an individual is lazy, he didn't come on time. That's part of his mindment. But he wanted to be bringing the Bikurim. Veloba, he didn't come with them. Maybe Gedi, he brings a goat. Ukronav Mitzupos Kesef, instead of covering its horns with gold, he covers it with silver, right? So you see that it is an individual Kiev as well. If you don't have it, then it's not Makiv, but it's preferable to bring it. Okay, so that's why I would say, if anything, we would prefer the individuals bring shlomim. Perhaps one can make the argument, and that this korban, this ox, the collective ox, should go to be Nola. Maybe I'm just hypothesizing. Also, maybe they would fight about it for shlomim. I mean, it was only one ox. I mean, they have to distribute it, so maybe that would be a problem. I don't know, but your question is a valid one. I'm just trying to give hypotheses. Rabbi, V'atar shel zayis b'rosho. They would put a crown of olives, it said on our Mishnah, on the top of the ox. Shuri mein shiva, because that's symbolic of the bikurin, because it's from the seven species. Tani. Mishael of Bikurim groves, who said when they got outside of Shalim, they would adorn their Bikurim. So if someone is bringing Bikurim as grogros, meaning as dried figs, he would buy, when he got near Shalim, fresh figs and put them on top. So Mukim is bringing Bikurim as dried raisins, and he would bring fresh grapes and put them on top. Okay, considering further in the Mishnah, ask the Gemara a very, very basic question. It said it depends how big they were, who would come out to greet them, right? V'chiyesh katan v'gadol b'Yisrael, it should be, not Yushlaim. Are there any greater or smaller people among the Jews? This line should be cut out and framed, right? Everybody is chashuv among the Jewish people. Everybody should have two buttons in the back. Ella, rather, kini mas nisit. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Buchlusia. Buchlusia depends how many people came, how many people came out. If you rova nichnasim hoyu yotzim, the more people came, the more people come out to greet them, not quality wise, but quantity wise. Ask more, why do we make people come out to greet them? Velochaintai, did we learn by getting up for an older person or a tamuchacham? Takum vadarta, you should rise and give honor. Maki b'shem b'chasar gets from this to the right, just like getting up, you don't lose any money. Af hidur shem b'chasar gets, so to giving honor only where there's no loss of money. And here there's going to be a loss of money, because if you have to leave your work in order to come and greet the people bringing the korb, there's a loss.
Maybe that's why they
greet him. Shani yocha. Here was different. Shiachas l'kitzim, it doesn't happen that often. Since it doesn't happen that often, so therefore they made him do so. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Mishem, Rabbi Chuna Bar Chia said,
people were always coming every 2 weeks.
Once a week. It wasn't constant. It was once a week when the people came for the mime, for that mime.
It was once a week, but not once every 2 weeks.
No, once every week. Once a week.
But there wouldn't be people coming.
They probably took turns who would go out too. There probably was a system involved. But we're trying to learn the principle. The principle is that since it didn't happen all the time, you know, it wasn't constant, so therefore it would be okay to go out and take time out to go. Yes, Rabbi Moshe Rechuna Baruch Hu said, Borei kamakoto koichon sh'osei mitzvah. And see how great people do mitzvahs are. Shemine zokin eino imdim. For an old man, you don't stand up. No man, and not an old man here, actually, it's a time of chacham. You don't stand up because if you're going to lose money. But these people doing the mitzvah, bikurim, oimdim, even because of the loss, we require you to do so. Om Rabbi Yisrael Perbun, Elain de Kaimin Mikume Misa. I think this is a variation of this is in the Bavli, if I'm not mistaken. But it's a very fundamental principle. Those who rise when they see a levaya before the mace, Lomin Mekume Misa Inu Kaimin. You're not standing for the dead body. The dead body is dead. El Kumin Lun. Elamin Kume Ilin. You're standing before those. The Gamli Chesed or Goyim Chesed to be Malava the mace. So you see Levaya get up for the Malavim, not for the mace himself. Akam Odom Tzarech Lamiv Nezokin. How many times a person has to get up a day for his Tatam Chacham? Shimon Bar Bobish Hem Yochan said, Pamayim Biyom, twice a day. Not more than four HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Twice a day. You get up in the morning and the evening. But Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Pa'achas B'yom, only once. Says, more, wait a minute. Lokein Tani, we learn Rabbi Shimon Lezer. Omer says, Minayin L'Zokin Shlo Yatriach. How we know that the Zokein, the Tam Chacham, should not cause Tircha, it shouldn't cause people to get up too much. Tam Lomar Zokein, it says, hey, Tam Chacham. Zokin here means the time of Chacham. The Aresa Melkecha, be fearful of me, Ani Hashem. In other words, don't call Moik people get up in front of you. I know what you're trying to do, you Baal Gaiva, you. So it says Gemara, I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan, Yechakor Rabbi Yochanan. It makes sense, because Rabbi Yochanan says they're up to two times a day. So the Pasuk says, don't make him get up two times a day, only make him get up once a day. That's enough. But I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan, Lezer, Loyokan, Kolikar, Rabbi Lezer says, you only have to get up once a day anyway. So what does it mean? Don't make him get up. What do you mean? So they shouldn't get up at all? at least one certificate of Kavod HaTorah, right? So says Mara, Rabbi Yaakov Acha B'Shem Elazar said, this is the pshat according to him. Lo yichame siyata d'savin. Sometimes the Talmid Chacham sees a group of old men. It's hard for them to get up. They have arthritis. V'yavar kumeo, and he's going to pass by them. Begin the yikumun lumi kumei, in order they should get up in front of him. So the Torah says, don't go out of your way to make sure people get up for you. Korei Yochel means don't make them get up more than once a day, even though you can make them get up to twice. According to this other opinion, which is Rabbi Lezer, means don't go past people from getting up is difficult and make them rise for you. Okay? Says the Gemara, Kishem Shem Chalukin Khan, just like they argue over here, Khan Chalukin Sotar Rabbi Lezer, we can argue by Shaila Sholom how many times a day you have to go and give your Rebbe Sholom. Is it even twice or only once? Okay, well, Marv is in 2 minutes next door, so we'll stop here.